around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Yes, indeed. Welcome. This is America's number one travel radio show. It is just after 10 a.m. Eastern Time. It is Saturday, April 26, 2025. And from coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on TuneIn, we are happy to be back and have all of you tuned in across the United States. Our 120 minutes today, well, it is once again going to have us talking everything and anything in the world of travel. Good morning, Mary and RJ. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning, RJ.
Doing well. Can't complain.
Well, listen, we have been up and watching the funeral of Pope Francis today. What a beautiful day it is over in Rome. Not that way here in the New York City area. Certainly, President Trump met with Ukraine's President Zelensky, so we'll see where that goes. Hopefully, meeting there at the Vatican did something. But more than a quarter of a million people there in the Vatican, Mary, yeah. And so many more lining the streets. I mean, it was an impressive scene for sure.
Yeah, and imagine being in Rome, for something else, for a vacation or a trip, and you just happen to be there. Yeah. For the funeral.
And now the conclave starts, so we'll see. Maybe by this next weekend at this time, we'll know who the new pope will be. Yeah. So we shall see. Well, Rudy, any big news or happenings up there in your outpost in St. Paul?
No, but I've often remarked on how fast spring comes here. I returned from Florida about four days ago, and there wasn't a green twig to be found anywhere, and suddenly the skies, the trees are all filled with burgeoning leaves. It's really quite impressive. I never noticed that. It was much faster than the East Coast.
It just
bursts out suddenly.
They pop, so the spring is here. Yeah. Well, no question, it's coming.
65 here today. The sun's out. It's gorgeous. So.
Well, Bobby, as we say hello to you down there in Dallas at the Network Command Center, I know all the happenings going on in Green Bay, up in Rudy's neck of the woods, if you will. That have your attention. So what NFL team so far has impressed you the most with their draft moves?
I like what the Raiders did. They got some good players. The big story right now is just everybody's waiting for Shador Sanders to get drafted.
I know. It continues to drop. I mean, it's just unbelievable, right?
I feel bad because he got prank called yesterday.
It was pretty bad, yeah. It matters the way you talk to these teams, though. If you don't talk to them in a way that shows that you're coachable, then this is what happens.
How much do you think his dad is weighing in on this? I mean, as far as why people are not selecting him?
Some, but I think it's more his coachability.
Yeah, I probably agree with that. So, well, we shall see. We'll know more about that next weekend at this time as well. So, all right, Mary, we're going to dive into the travel polls. You want to start us off?
Yeah, sure. Let's get to these polls. Thanks to all of you who voted in our latest travel polls right on our website, rmworldtravel.com. They are up right there on the homepage. And here are the results. So the first question was, what makes you most uncomfortable on a plane? And no one chose flight crews selling items. That was 0. 4% of you chose unruly passengers or wild kids. 14% of you chose smelly toilets. 16% of you said young, inexperienced pilots. 19% the cabin temperature. 21% delays. And 26%, although I can't say whopping, I'm actually surprised at this. This would be my pick, and I would have thought this would have been a much higher percentage. 26% of you said turbulence on the flight.
Well, see, because the polls only allow you to register one vote. So,
but,
you would have voted
good number.
Every time.
I would have voted, I'm definitely turbulence. Cabin temperature, I always planned for that. It's always cold.
I'm not loving, when I get on and I see the young, inexperienced pilots, probably where I would put it, because that could lead to some other challenges. I know our older son was flying today or this week to San Francisco, and he had the bout with the smelly toilet. So if he voted, he would have voted
The last flight we had coming back from Miami recently, we had a bathroom that was shut down.
Not always good. So, Rudy, anything make you uncomfortable on a plane from that list?
Well, not really. I mean, somebody sort of encroaching on your space if you're in coach and three seats across, and that's about it. No, I'm really sort of inured to it all.
What you think of the next one here. Here's question two that we asked. What's your most uncomfortable situation, or what makes you most uncomfortable at a hotel or resort? I'll do what Mary did. I'll start backwards. Long elevator waits, 2%. Okay. Lack of pool chairs, 4%. Old beds or weak pillows, 11%. Wall pump soap or shampoos, everyone's going to laugh because they know that is actually an issue for me.
That's
do not like that.
Right.
Exactly, 15%. Early morning room cleaning. Don't think anyone likes that. 17%. Food quality and cost, 22%. And number one at 29%, check-in and check-out times, which I would agree. There's no reason we should have to check in at 4 o'clock and you got to be out of the room by 10. But if you do have loyalty status, you can generally get around that. Anything there for anybody want to jump in? I mean, RJ,
yeah,
anything bother you?
Yeah, I'm typically – I can bear with most of that except the beds. And if the bed feels really old and crusty, that's going to kind of
– And you want a good solid pillow.
It's just the quality of the bed.
I have a comment, but Rudy, go ahead.
Having a either air conditioning or heat vent located strategically so it blows on your face all night in bed.
Okay. Oh, all right.
We needed an other for you, Rudy. Yeah. So, okay, so
for both of them,
Rudy
we
did not
needed
vote
another.
This poll,
that's a good one. So yeah. I've actually come around to the wall pump soap and shampoos.
Thank you, Mary.
And the reason I've come around to that is because quite often when we are traveling, if we're in the room, we're working, right? We're on our laptops a lot. We're actually working. So if somebody wants to clean our room and we want it cleaned, I'm fine for them to clean the room while we're in the room. And they don't clean. I've watched. They don't clean those. So I don't know if when we check out how well they're being cleaned when they reload the soap. And everyone's using them. And so now,
well, it's not only that.
And I'm all for sustainability, but I have to tell you, I have come around to your,
exactly.
I'm not a fan
but what
of them
is there
anymore.
To clean, Mary? I mean, just the tip of the.
Rudy,
who knows
I don't even
what's
wanna,
in
Rudy,
them?
I don't know like how clean
enough
people are
enough.
When they're in the shower and they're using them. And I feel
all,
like they should be sanitized.
It's all marketing and it's all.
I feel like they should be sanitized, and they're not being sanitized.
It makes these properties feel great that they're doing something for sustainability. They're not. Okay, I'm sorry. They're just not. This is not making a major dent in the world.
I think it's cost savings.
It's all cost savings.
It's cost savings,
all right, well, new travel polls just went up on the website, so go check them out. We'll get into that in the future. It actually kind of ties back to something we just talked about a little earlier. You know, we were just talking with Bobby about Green Bay and the NFL draft. There's another big sports-related event happening in the country. It's Talladega Weekend, folks, if you don't know that. Down there at the track in Alabama. I've actually driven on that track. I mean, that was an experience. And RJ, with you here today, you know, you got the open road coming up. You got a review of the Buick and Vista, I think you're doing in the D block. But let's start there since it's the 110th Cup Series race being held at the track. Any thoughts on Talladega this weekend?
Yeah, well, I don't shy away from this. I'm not a huge follower of NASCAR, but I will say the Talladega 500, this year they rebranded. It's the Jack Links 500 this year. That is the one race that I always try to make a point to watch. It is a ton of fun. It's a tri-oval. They have a 33-degree banking that you were familiar with.
Yeah, that did not do well with it.
It's one of the only tracks where they're routinely topping over 200 miles an hour. It's a very fast race. It's just a lot of fun.
Here's a stat I thought interesting. All right, so only three different brands are racing here, Chevy, Ford, and Toyota. 18 Chevys, 12 Fords, 9 Toyotas. Ironically, the top three people right now projected, Ryan Blaney is expected to win right now. So the first three cars expected to win are Ford. The middle three are Kyle Busch would be leading the Chevy. And then Denny Hamlin leads the Toyotas. But there are three Fords, three Chevys, and then three Toyotas, four Toyotas actually, right after that. And then it all is mixed up. But I thought that was a interesting.
Where do you think Ricky Bobby's going to finish?
Bobby, you have any thoughts on that one?
I don't.
Okay, all right, well, you know, there's the music. Bobby played that just in time to get us out of here, folks. All right, after this quick sponsors break, we will talk travel safety and also some things you should know if you're going to be studying abroad, maybe you've got family going to be studying abroad, whatever it may be. We're back in 180 seconds.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
Moms are always on the go, juggling work, family, and everything in between. This Mother's Day, treat her to Raycon's Everyday Earbuds at buyraycon.com/carry. She deserves a moment to relax, recharge, and enjoy her favorite music, podcasts, and calls in crystal clear sound. The latest model is better than ever with a 32-hour battery and multi-point connectivity, and they're just half the price of other premium brands. Right now, get up to 20% off site-wide at buyraycon.com/carry. That's buyraycon.com/carry, or you can find the link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors.
Hey everyone, Robert here. What do you have planned for this August? Well, why not come join Mary and me in Alaska for the big Let's Go America Tour Alaskan Cruise. Book before the end of this month and enhance your trip with suite upgrades and ship credits. Now, you can choose from the 14-day option that leaves from Vancouver, Canada on August 8th, or the 7-day option leaving from Juneau, Alaska on August 15th. Get all the information to book your travels with us and come cruise with Seabourn at rmworldtravel.com. Click at the link at the top of our homepage that says Join Us, Book Here, 2025 Seabourn Alaska Cruise.
We all need routine. means that bring us calm in a chaotic world. For millions of Americans, arming their Simply Safe home security system is more than just a step in their daily routine. It's a moment of peace. Simply Safe pairs cutting-edge technology with 24/7 professional monitoring to deliver that peace of mind. So visit simplysafe.com/carry to claim 50% off a new system with a professional monitoring plan. That's simplysafe.com/carry, because there's no safe like Simply Safe. If you're a yo-yo dieter, you should know that that can be dangerous. It can actually increase your risk of health issues, including heart attacks, strokes, type 2 diabetes, and others. Lean Weight Loss is a natural studied supplement that helps maintain a healthy blood sugar, control your appetite and cravings, and burn fat. If you're tired of losing weight and gaining it back, Lean was created for you. Give Lean, L-E-A-N, a try at TakeLean.com. That's TakeLean.com, and you'll get 20% off with the code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y. TakeLean.com. RMWorldTravel.com has a direct link.
Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
And as we get going with the guest portion of the program now, everybody, as we move into this B block, student travel, travel safety, and some other items are all about to fill these national airwaves.
For the past 7 years, our listeners around the country have heard us touting the many benefits provided by Travel Guard Travel Insurance, which we definitely encourage you to check out and buy before you travel, and you can go do that at travelguard.com/carry. Brittany Lewis heads up security operations for the company. There's a lot we want to cover during this 10-minute segment, so off to that show hotline we go as she's patched in with us now.
Well, we were going to do just that, Mary. Brittany, thanks for spending some of your Saturday morning with us. Welcome aboard.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
Nice to have you with us. So, you know, if you think about it, looking at the calendar, college classes around the country will soon be ending. Certainly some students, they're probably going to be doing some summer sessions that are trying to finish up their degree or just, you know, get ahead of things. But for the vast majority of students, you know, they're going to be gearing up for the fall semester. That's only a little more than 3 months away at this point when you think about it. So that means semesters abroad are likely. And, you know, we'll begin there with you today, Brittany, because there's a lot to know and happen before you head outside the United States. So I would love for you to give everyone listening around the country maybe some of your do's and don'ts for studying abroad and things they should know.
So honestly, I would say the most important step that anyone can take before they travel, and that's not even just relegated to students, it's everyone, is to do research on their destination. I would say probably 80% of the, you know, tenets of staying safe while traveling really come before you ever set foot on a plane or, you know, in a bus, a car. And it's because it's so important to understand what the specific security risks are in your destination. But it's not just about the security risks as they pertain to the destination and as they pertain to your profile. It's also about the logistics of getting around that location. Especially if you're traveling to a location where, you know, English isn't widely spoken, not all of the public transportation signage is in English, and you sort of have to navigate around that in addition to understanding, you know, what the security risks are. It's very easy to get disoriented in that process. And so it may not be the most fun part of a trip, but doing that kind of research is just so important. Can't stress it enough.
Yeah, I mean, even with health issues, right? Like looking to see what country may have issues with water and just even from a health safety standpoint.
Exactly. And looking into specifics of, you know, medical care in the location that you're traveling, if you have a specific condition, you may not be able to get, you know, an emergency stash of your prescription medication there. It may be available in another form or a different dosage or quantity. And it's really important to understand that. And I know we're kind of talking a little bit about students. You know, you probably know that there are a number of students out there on ADHD medications, for example, and there are countries where those are strictly forbidden. No exceptions. Can't get in with a doctor's note. And if you're doing study abroad activities, obviously you want to be able to be successful in your academic endeavors. So not being able to have that medication in your location is definitely something to consider.
So, Brittany, our listeners know that we're very supportive of TravelGuard and the company offerings. We've actually personally been using TravelGuard for years, and I want to make sure everyone listening, they want to buy a travel protection plan. You can go do that at travelguard.com/carry. But in addition to purchasing plans and looking at different plans before you travel, you have some really great tools on the website. You're doing a campaign. It's called Depart Smart. For example, there's a travel emergency pocket guide that students, frankly, anyone could download this and fill out some really important contact information. It's free. So there's just a lot of information on this microsite that's been created at TravelGuard. And I really want to have you talk about, since you specialize in security operations, cybersecurity and digital safety, because that honestly, whether it's a student or it's an adult, this is a big issue right now around the world. And I'd love to have you touch on some things that people, some smart things people can do to stay safe digitally.
That is a very good point. And you're correct that it is becoming an ever-increasing concern. So obviously, some of the basic steps travelers can take in general is being aware of what the cybersecurity risks are in their destination, and also understanding some of the laws that may be imposed around the things that they can have on their digital devices and things like that. Those things actually come into play. We talk about the use of VPNs a lot for accessing your information securely when you're traveling, but we don't necessarily always talk about how there are countries like China where VPN apps are not allowed. So you have to sort of take those nuances into account. In general, when you're traveling, the best thing to do is to be careful of what you access when you are online, especially if you are using, a public Wi-Fi network. You definitely want to use some sort of secure link before you access your banking information, for example.
Yeah, and private browsing is not, I was going to say, using incognito mode or something. That's not what we're talking about. That's just not enough.
No, it's not enough. It needs to be some sort of secure channel, like a virtual private network.
Right.
And then really it's about being careful about what you are sharing online. That applies to what you share in person as well when you're meeting new people. But even a small amount of information that is publicly available on your social media can be used in really nefarious acts like virtual kidnapping. We don't have to go too far into that, but essentially, scammers and criminals are able to take just a small amount of information provided use that to create a scenario that to you seems very real in the moment, makes it more credible. So
something,
be careful about what you're sharing online.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, exactly.
So
and maybe share some of that when you're back versus sharing it while you're there and in real time, because people know even more what's going on about your life and make things more challenging for you and so forth. So anyway, I want to take you down this path because, I think we've all been there, clearly something that's very common, whether it's student travel, I'll expand that to just travel in general. It's enjoying a fun nightlife. Now every one of us has felt it. It's hard to talk someone out of it. And that's that sense of immortality that we all have. Mary and I, we have a friend whose daughter studied in Barcelona last fall. She had her phone ripped right out of her hand while she was waiting for an Uber on a very crowded street corner. So some things when we travel, right, we don't see coming, but you can and should be taking precautions. Let's talk about ways people can lower their risk of crime or safety issues, whether they're out for the night at a nightclub, maybe taking transportation late at night, things like that.
Well, part of it is just basic heightened awareness, making sure that you're paying attention to your surroundings. And in the case that you just described, making sure that you don't have your devices out and, are allowing yourself to be distracted by them. If you do have to use your device, maybe you're checking your map while you're walking down the street, step inside a business or other establishment and check it in there, as opposed to, you know, just kind of standing in the middle of the sidewalk, or at the very least put your back against a wall and, you know, really kind of hold on to your phone in that case. And also making sure that when you are out and about, that you're not keeping your wallet in your back pocket, all of the things that right. I think a lot of us have heard over the years. With respect to going out at night, obviously that is something that people are going to do. We can't tell them not to, just because there is a higher risk.
But that heightened awareness that you've said, Brittany, I mean, is very important.
Really,
and the only reason I mention that
down.
Is, listen, we're coming to the end of the segment, so I just want to leave. But be aware of your surroundings. You know, it is so important. And being precautious and planning ahead, as you've just said, doing the research, all important information. All things, by the way, that you will find when you go to the website, travelguard.com/carry. So, Brittany, thank you very much for a little bit of your time today. Thank you to you and the team there. And we'll look forward to talking again in the future, okay?
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, Brittany. Take care.
Right, you too.
Take
Bye.
Care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye. All right. Well, there goes Brittany. A lot more we could have gotten into with her, Mary. And by the way, I just want to say, folks, you know, listen, we've got a whole list of ways you can protect yourself when you travel. If you want more specifics, you know, just reach out to us, rmworldtravel.com/contact. And by the way, travelguard.com/carry. Before you travel, folks, again, I can't tell you how many people we've helped over the years and look forward to doing that with more of you. As that music plays us out, we're going to step aside for some sponsor messages. The Open Road and Destination Spotlight are ahead this hour. Wine festivals are on deck. 8 more segments to go today, everyone.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back. And you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Here's some sale for MyPillow. Because some big box stores didn't come through for the MyPillow folks this spring, they're passing that savings on to you with no middleman. You'll get the wholesale prices on their famous Giza Dreams and Percale bed sheets. That's 50% off. For example, the Percale king size is just $34.98 and the queen size is just $29.98. This won't last long. When they're gone, they're gone. Free shipping options are available too. Go to MyPillow.com/carry and use code carry, or visit armworldtravel.com and look under sponsors. We all need routines that bring us calm in a chaotic world. For millions of Americans, arming their Simply Safe home security system is more than just a step in their daily routine. It's a moment of peace. Simply Safe pairs cutting-edge technology with 24/7 professional monitoring to deliver that peace of mind. So visit simplysafe.com/carry to claim 50% off a new system with a professional monitoring plan. That's simplysafe.com/carry, because there's no safe like Simply Safe.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This portion of our award-winning program is sponsored by ReliefFactor.com. You know, we've enjoyed a long-standing relationship with the Relief Factor team and Dr. Jerry for 11 years now. It's a terrific product that everyone in our audience can use, and we ask you to support them if pain is affecting your life. Relief Factor is the perfect remedy to get you feeling good again, to get you moving better, as well as sleeping better and feeling more alive. Simply make Relief Factor part of your life. This daily supplement fights pain naturally. It doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Just like we have, over a million people have turned to this product to feel the difference it can make in your life. So join us and give their 3-week quick start a try for only $19.95, or put another way, that's less than a dollar a day. It just takes a phone call to 800-4-RELIEF. And you can visit ReliefFactor.com, and you can start feeling better in 3 weeks or less. And every day you feel better is a day you live better. That's ReliefFactor.com, using the code CARRY, or find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, one of the best-known wine-producing regions in the U.S. is undoubtedly Sonoma County, located just about an hour's drive north from San Francisco in Northern California. It's a gorgeous area with rolling landscape, more than 400 wineries producing wine celebrated around the world. Very visitor-friendly place. You can visit most of the wineries without an appointment. But coming up this summer are three events that you should know about, because one of the great times to go to that, to go to Sonoma, is if there's a wine event tied sometimes in with a food event for you. I'm joined by our guest, Claudia Vecchio. She's the president and CEO of Sonoma County Tourism. Claudia, welcome to the show. Nice to have you here. What is first up this summer?
Thank you for having me, and you described Sonoma County beautifully, I must say. First up, we have the Healdsburg Food and Wine Experience, and this is a fairly new event that takes place in one of our most picturesque small towns, which is Healdsburg, and it happens May 15th through 18th. And the really wonderful thing about not only this one, but the other ones we're going to talk about is you are right in the middle of wine country when you're here. So it's not like you're in a destination where the wine had to be shipped in and, you know, you're kind of remote and removed from the wine. Here you're in the middle of it all. So, yes, you can go to the Healdsburg Food and Wine Experience and go to – there's a number of events that happen Friday through Saturday, including one great – opportunities to meet with chefs and do actually in winery, which is one of the big wineries out here, has this sponsorship with the NBA. So they have a Friday lunch. So not only do you get great food and wine, but you get some NBA personalities involved. But it's you are right here in the middle of it all. So the wine comes to you right up the street.
Healdsburg is such a beautiful little town. I have spent entirely too much time and too much money in Sonoma. So I second your emotion. Now, this one I don't know about, the North Coast Wine and Food Festival, which is June 14th in Santa Rosa.
Yeah, this one is a great event. It's sort of the Healdsburg Food and Wine Experience brings in great chefs and celebrities. Guy Fieri's here, Leanne Wong. So that's kind of that type of an event. This one, the North Coast event, is a kind of a locals event, so it's a little less pizzazzy, but incredible wines. And again, there's fun wine judging, and it's just a chance, really, again, to be in the middle of wine country, talking to winemakers, really, you know, gaining some education while you're enjoying some amazing wines.
And the nice thing about it, you can taste a whole lot of wines. I mean, when you go to a winery, you can taste, you know, their two or dozen or 24 wines they make, of course, but you've got to travel here. They're all in one place. So the third event, okay, so Healdsburg is May 15th to the 18th, North Coast Wine and Food Festival is June 14th in Santa Rosa. On June 21st, the Taste of Sonoma. That's a pretty big thing, isn't it?
It is a big thing, and this one is really evolved over many, many years. This is put on by the Sonoma County Vintners Association, so they are, you know, integrally connected with all of our wineries. This year it's taking place at the Kendall Jackson Winery on June 21st, and again, over 100 wineries will be there, so it, just as you say, I mean, you get to taste wines you're probably very familiar with, but the fun part really is to taste some of those wine varietals that you might be less familiar with, and that really you get that choice while you're at the Taste of Sonoma. The Taste of Sonoma is also kind of a clubby kind of a vibe. It has a really fun vibe. Some corporate sponsorships that do really fun activations at this event. So it's, again, it's a chance to celebrate wine and celebrate amazing food all in one day, all in at this gorgeous winery, Kendall Jackson Winery. But it is what it is, a Taste of Sonoma. It really is that chance to taste the food and wine that makes this place so incredible.
Are there links to all three events at SonomaWine.com?
There are links to all three events at our website, which is just SonomaCounty.com.
Okay.
If you go into the events tab, you'll see all of these events, and then there are links directly to those websites where you can buy tickets and learn more about the events.
Note that, excuse me, that Claudia just mentioned the buying tickets, and I would do that soon if past experience is leading me to give the right advice. And the website, again, is SonomaCounty.com. I was
That's
giving
it.
You a little more focused one. Well,
yeah.
Claudia, how long have you been in this position? How did you get this job? How did I luck out?
Yeah. I've been in this position about 7.5 years, and it's been a wild 7.5 years. We've had some crisis we've had to deal with, of course, in the industry with COVID, but what better place to deal with all that when you have amazing wine?
Couldn't agree more. Claudia Vecchio. Claudia Vecchio is the president and CEO of Sonoma County Tourism. You can find more details by going to SonomaCounty.com. Thank you, Claudia. We'll be right back.
The world of travel never stops, and you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.
I try to eat healthy. However, when I mess up my diet and nutrition, Field of Greens helps keep me on a healthy track. What's the point of supplements or green drinks if you aren't 100% confident that they're going to improve your health? We drink Field of Greens and both see and feel the difference in our health. Enjoy a delicious Field of Greens drink each day, and at your next checkup, your doctor will notice your improved health or your money back. Get 20% off with code CARRY at fieldofgreens.com. That's code CARRY at fieldofgreens.com, or you can find a link at rmworldtravel.com and just look under sponsors.
We all need routines that bring us calm in a chaotic world. For millions of Americans, arming their Simply Safe home security system is more than just a step in their daily routine. It's a moment of peace. Simply Safe pairs cutting-edge technology with 24/7 professional monitoring to deliver that peace of mind. So visit simplysafe.com/carry to claim 50% off a new system with a professional monitoring plan. That's simplysafe.com/carry, because there's no safe like Simply Safe.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their jaws are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high-meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text BALANCE to 511-511.
Your order is back with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code FAST, or text FAST to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code FAST.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text FAST to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back to The Open Road. I'm RJ Carey, and I've got something a little bit unexpected for you this week. But first, this portion of the program is sponsored by buyraycon.com/carry. Now, Mother's Day is just 2 weeks away and coming fast on May 11th. Don't forget and don't procrastinate. So treat mom to everyday earbuds from our friends at Raycon by ordering today. These are a perfect gift whether she's hitting the gym, busy with work, walking in the park, or taking one of the many phone calls that she habitually puts on speaker. With a 32-hour battery life and multi-point connectivity, she can pair up to two devices at once, and she'll never ask for Bluetooth help again. They also come with active noise cancellation and start at half the price of other premium audio brands, available in a variety of vibrant colors. They also include a 30-day happiness guarantee return policy. So right now, get 20% off site-wide at buyraycon.com/carry, or you can find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. Now, let's start with a name that's probably familiar and maybe not exactly front of mind these days in the car world, Buick. So say it out loud, Buick. What does that mean to you? Now, for some of you listening, maybe it's nostalgia. Your family's old sedan, maybe a LeSabre or a Park Avenue that was built like a couch on wheels. Or for the enthusiasts out there, maybe Buick might still stir something. Images of a Riviera gliding down the boulevard, or maybe a wild 455-powered GSX burning rubber at a stoplight. Buick has history. And for a long time, that history was rooted in big, smooth-riding cars with a hint of luxury, a dash of muscle, and a badge that said, I don't need to show off, but I still like nice things. But times change, don't they? Now, fast forward to now, Buick's lineup has completely transformed. The sedans are gone. It's crossovers all the way down. Encore, Enclave, Envision. And now, enter the newest player, the Buick Envista. And let me be honest, when I first heard this name, I had to look it up. It's a compact crossover built by GM in South Korea, and it's been quietly making its way into showrooms here in the U.S. It starts at just $23,500, and that alone got me curious, especially since the average new car price across the market is in the mid-$40,000 range. Buick pitching a budget-friendly, stylish crossover is not something you hear every day. So I spent some time over the past week behind the wheel of an Envista, and I've got some thoughts, actually plenty of them. But let's talk about the design first, because this is where Buick wants to grab your attention. The Envista is not your typical boxy crossover. It's got a low wide stance and a fastback style roofline, think 67 Mustang, that feels more something out of a European design house than a Midwest automaker. It's sleek, almost sporty, and here's the thing, it's all about looks. That low roofline, well, it cuts into rear headroom. The wide stance, it doesn't really translate into more interior space, but it is stylish, I'll give them that. Now, under the hood is a 1.2-liter turbocharged three-cylinder. It's a tiny, tiny engine. It makes 137 horsepower and 160 pound-feet of torque, which, well, those are certainly numbers, all right, not exactly big numbers. But here's where the doubts creep in. And out on the road, especially when merging onto highways or trying to pass on a two-lane road, that engine feels stretched thin. It's adequate in the city, sure, but push it and you'll notice the lack of grunt. I quipped after taking it on the highway that you may need a telescope to plan your lane changes, but to tell you the truth, it's not exactly a joke. And it's paired with a 6-speed automatic transmission, which was nice. It feels a bit old school in a world where CVTs and 8-speed automatics are the norm. And the shifts are smooth, not that quick, but it leaves you wondering if Buick could have done a little bit better. But regardless, it's good. Now, the drivetrain, the Envista is front-wheel drive only. There's no all-wheel drive option, and for a crossover, it's a bit of a head-scratcher. Buick says they're targeting buyers who don't need all-wheel drive, who live in milder climates. Okay, it's the same reason Ford and Chevy still make two-wheel drive trucks, I get it, but even as an option, I think it's something buyers should expect in this segment. Then again, that would be an additional expense and raise the price a noticeable amount. Now, moving on to the interior, for a car in the mid-$20,000 range, Buick has done, I would say, a surprisingly good job making the cabin feel decent. There's plastic everywhere, don't get me wrong, but you've got a big 11-inch infotainment screen, wireless Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, and the plasticky materials, while not exactly luxurious, they don't scream budget. They're still soft to the touch. The seats are supportive enough. Visibility is decent. Bit of a blind spot. And Buick's quiet tuning tech, which combines the laminated windshield and side windows with active noise cancellation, by the way, same thing that the Raycon wireless earbuds do, it actually works really well. The cabin stays hushed, even at highway speeds. But again, there's a catch. The rear seats are tight. Sloping roof cuts into the headroom. Taller passengers will notice. Cargo space, it's fine, but you're giving up some practicality for that slick roofline. So who is this car really for? Well, that's the million-dollar question. Buick says they're targeting younger buyers, folks in their 30s, maybe 40s, who want something stylish, affordable, a bit different from the usual suspects, Honda HR-V or something like that. And I can see the pitch. It's still fresh, decent, and it won't break the bank. But will those buyers come? Well, I think Buick still carries the older buyer image for a lot of people, and I'm not sure the Envista is bold enough to shake that off. So my verdict, the Envista is not a bad car at all. It's comfortable, quiet, and looks more expensive than it is, but it's not without compromises. The engine leaves you wanting more, lack of all-wheel drive limits its appeal, and while it's extremely competitively priced, it's entering a crowded market where standing out takes more than good looks. Would I recommend it? If you're in the market for something spiffy and don't need all of the above, then yeah, it's worth a look. But if you value performance, space, or versatility, you might want to explore other options. And no, it's not a Buick of yesteryear. So that's going to be it for today's Open Road. I hope you enjoyed listening. I'm RJ Carey. This is RM World Travel. Up next is our destination spotlight in Colorado, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Drive on, America.
Join the travel duo and team by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Thank you, RJ, for that Open Road review on the Buick. Now, as Mary and I reconnect with all of you from our New York City area studio, it's time for today's Destination Spotlight, as Colorado's going to get some attention from us, and we're sponsored by Colette.
If you love to travel like we do, but you don't enjoy all the travel planning, we recommend going guided with Colette. Since 1918, they've been seeking out the best restaurants, activities, and cultural experiences, so you get to delight in your your destination without all that stress of making all those travel plans.
Right now, you're going to save up to 50% on your travels with their exclusive Spring Air offer. Now, that delivers you more than just your airline seats, folks, with included items such as private chauffeur service and in-destination transfers, too. So head over to Colette.com before this Wednesday, April 30th, to book your travels. Use the special code TAKEOFF50 to get the deal and go discover the people, places, and cultures that make travel fun with them. You'll also find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, when you think about America's 38th state, Colorado, admitted to the Union back in 1876, I'm sure you have an opinion or some thoughts about the Centennial State. Walter Eisenberg, the CEO of Sage Hospitality and a member of the Colorado Tourism Hall of Fame, joins us now as we discuss the state.
Walter, good morning. Welcome aboard America's number one travel radio show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, nice to have you here with us today. So listen, the impact you and your company have had on tourism in Colorado, it is immense for sure, with a bunch of exclamation points. Colorado is the eighth largest state in our country. I think many people associate it with mountains and skiing, but you know, when you spend any amount of time there, you know it offers travelers much more than that. We're told that you're known as Mr. Hospitality and Mr. Denver in the state. So I want you to share a local's perspective on what you enjoy about living there and maybe some ways you encourage our listeners to come spend their travel dollars in your state.
Well, thank you. I moved to Colorado 41 years ago. And, you know, it's just a spectacular place. The weather is incredible. I think a lot of people associate Colorado with snow. But our Chamber of Commerce would say that we have over 300 days of sunshine a year, and the weather is truly, I think, one of the big magnets that gets people to come here. In addition, I think we're not as well known. Certainly everybody knows us for skiing, but we've got great cities here as well. Denver, obviously, being the capital and the biggest city in the state, amazing sports teams, great cultural activities. And so it's just a tremendous place to call home.
Yeah, it's a gorgeous state. And, you know, our show is heard in Denver, Colorado Springs, and some other cities. And we've certainly enjoyed Denver several times, and as well as Breckenridge. Actually, the first time we went to Vail was not to ski. It was during
spring, summer.
Yeah, and
just Colorado Springs
still
is beautiful.
Yeah. To your point about sunshine and blue skies. And we have an affiliate, actually, in Cortez, and they've shared aspects of their area on the show with us. And they're located in a beautiful area between Mesa Verde National Park and gorgeous San Juan National Forest. So, of course, the natural beauty is a big part of the state, but you said something earlier that I'd love for you to expand on a little bit. Whether it's the sports or the food, the arts and the culture, Colorado Springs, Denver, and some of the other cities, the cities really attract a lot for visitors, don't you think?
Absolutely. And as you talk about, one of your first trips here was in the summer. We say in Colorado, people come for the winter and stay for the summer. And I think it's just one of the fun things we say here. But, you know, we have really world-class museums. We've got incredible theater, symphony, ballet. And one of the great things about Denver specifically is that all of those activities are in the core in downtown. So walkable, which I think is really, really, really nice. And then as you look at, you know, a place like Colorado Springs, the U.S. Olympic Museum is there. Olympic training goes on there. And they, too, have a great downtown. And a little bit smaller, but Fort Collins to the north of us, another great city.
Yeah, beautiful thing.
Anchored by Colorado State. Yeah. And, again, just a really great food scene there. A great entertainment scene there as well.
So, you know, when you think about what your firm did with Union Station and the Crawford Hotel there in Denver, I mean, it's beyond words. You've reshaped that location for generations to come. You know, you have many other properties in Denver and Breckenridge and Boulder and Fort Collins, you just mentioned, you know, and others around the country. But I would love to know, is there something from a hospitality standpoint, is there something that you find differs when it comes to operating hotels in Colorado than other states?
Well, I think one of the things that we love about operating in Colorado is we've attracted passionate hospitality people. And, you know, young people who come here, maybe they're going to school, maybe they're moving here just because of opportunities. And we've attracted a lot of those people who ultimately have fallen in love with the hospitality business, whether it's restaurants or hotels, and then made a career of it.
Interesting.
And I think that that's been really tremendous for us. It's just a great great base of associates.
Well, really quick on this, I need about a 10-second answer. The most Colorado thing to do when visiting your state?
I would say the most Colorado thing to do is to go to a great concert at Red Rocks.
Beautiful.
Oh, good answer.
Well, Walter, listen, very nice connecting with you. We will look forward to having a conversation in the future, talking a little bit about Sage Hospitality as well. But thank you for your insights on Colorado today. Have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Walter. Enjoy your weekend.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, well, nice check-in with him, folks. Unbelievable career with Walter, for sure. One thing we didn't get a chance to talk about, though, go check out the Million Dollar Highway. RJ would love that. That's near Telluride in what they call the Switzerland of America. I'll just tease that. America's 38th state is how we'll end Hour 1 today. Hour 2 is going to begin in about 7 minutes as we convene the National Communal Forum. The personal connection still ahead, as is the Right Stuff and Museum Gallery. Thanks for listening wherever or however you connect with us. Don't forget you can catch us live or anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.